Avec les verbes en général, sauf pour les quelques exceptions que nous avons déjà employées, à la troisième personne du singulier, c'est-à-dire il, elle, ça, he, she, it, il faut ajouter un s au verbe. Par exemple, ils veulent?
They want.
They want, yes. Vous voulez?
You want.
You want. Mais avec la troisième personne, il veut, elle veut, on ajoute un s. Alors, il veut se dit he wants. Elle veut she wants. Mon ami veut my friend
wants.
Wants. Tout le monde veut
everybody. Everybody wants.
Wants. Personne ne veut
nobody wants.
Yes, nobody wants. Qui veut?
Who wants?
Who wants? Comment dit-on il veut le faire?
He wants to do it.
Yes, very good. He wants le faire?
To do it.
To do it. Yes, he wants to do it. Je vous rappelle que c'est seulement après will, can, must et should que l'on supprime le to. Will, must, can, qui veulent dire pouvoir, should, devrait, pas de, to. Dans les autres cas, on emploie le to avec le verbe à l'infinitif. Alors, comment dit-on il veut le faire?
He wants to do it.
Bravo! He wants to do it. Elle veut le faire.
She wants to do it.
She wants to do it. Mon ami veut le faire.
My friend wants to do it.
My friend wants to do it. Personne ne veut le faire.
Nobody wants to do it.
Yes, nobody wants to do it. Tout le monde veut le faire.
Everybody wants to do it.
Everybody wants to do it. Ils veulent le faire.
They want to do it.
Good. They want to do it. Donc, ce n'est qu'avec la troisième personne du singulier, il, elle, ça, que l'on ajoute un S. Comment dit-on je parle anglais?
I speak...
English.
English.
Yes. Eux, ils parlent anglais.
They speak... English.
They speak English. Il, lui, il parle anglais.
He speaks English.
Good. He speaks English. Elle parle anglais.
She speaks English.
She speaks English. Je ne parle pas.
I don't speak.
I don't speak. Nous ne parlons pas.
We don't speak.
We don't speak. Eux, ils ne parlent pas.
They don't speak.
They don't speak. Vous ne parlez pas.
You don't speak.
You don't speak. Et sans la contraction.
You do not speak.
You do not speak. À la troisième personne du singulier, pour exprimer la négation, on ajoute un S à do, qui se prononce does. Puis, on ajoute not. He does not. Avec la contraction, ça donne he doesn't. He doesn't. Alors, pour exprimer la négation à la troisième personne du singulier, pour lui, elle, cela, on dit doesn't. Does not ou doesn't. On dit doesn't à la place de don't. Comment dit-on je sais?
I know.
I know. Je ne sais pas.
I don't know.
I don't know. Il sait.
He knows. Knows.
Well done. He knows. Il ne sait pas.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know. Et sans la contraction.
He does not know.
Voilà. He does not know. Elle sait.
She knows.
She knows. Elle ne sait pas.
She doesn't know.
She doesn't know. Mon ami sait.
My friend knows.
My friend knows. Mon ami ne sait pas.
My friend doesn't know.
My friend doesn't know. Tout le monde sait.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows. Personne ne sait.
Nobody doesn't know.
Comment dit-on personne ne veut?
Nobody wants.
Voilà. Nobody wants. Et personne ne sait. Personne sait.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Yes. Nobody knows. Ils ne savent pas.
They don't know.
Good. They don't know. Il ne sait pas.
He doesn't know.
Good. He doesn't know. Je ne comprends pas.
I don't understand.
I don't understand. Il ne comprend pas.
He don't understand.
Once more.
He doesn't understand.
Right. He doesn't understand. Don't. C'est pour I, you, we, they. Ils ne comprennent pas.
They don't understand.
Right. They don't understand. Elle ne comprend pas.
They don't...
Elle ne comprend pas.
She doesn't understand.
She doesn't understand. Personne ne comprend.
Nobody understands.
Good. Once more.
Nobody understands.
Very good. Nobody understands. Tout le monde le comprend.
Everybody understands it.
Right. Everybody understands it. Mais il ne me comprend pas.
He doesn't understand me.
Yes. Once more.
He doesn't understand me.
Right. He doesn't understand me. Comment dit-on « je l'aime » dans le sens de « ça me plaît » ?
I like it.
I like it. Je ne l'aime pas.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. Il l'aime beaucoup.
He like... he likes...
Good. It.
It.
Very much.
Very much.
Very good. He likes it very much. Il ne l'aime pas.
He doesn't likes it.
Once more.
He doesn't likes it, no?
Un seul S, s'il vous plaît.
Okay. He doesn't like it.
Doesn't like it. Tout le monde l'aime.
Everybody likes it.
Right. Everybody likes it. Personne ne l'aime.
Nobody likes it.
Yes, nobody likes it. Elle n'aime pas le faire.
She doesn't like to do it.
Good, she doesn't like to do it. Elle préfère rester à la maison.
She prefers...
Once more.
She prefers...
She prefers... She prefers...
She prefers... To stay at home.
Right. She prefers to stay at home. Il pense qu'il sait tout.
Il pense...
Oui.
Qui...
Qu'il sait tout.
He think...
Once more.
He thinks...
He thinks qu'il sait tout.
He knows...
Toutes choses.
Everything?
Right. Il pense qu'il sait tout.
He thinks that he knows everything.
Good. He thinks that he knows everything. Mais généralement, on supprime that. On dit he thinks he knows everything. Mais il ne sait pas tout.
He doesn't...
Mais il ne sait pas tout.
Ah, but he doesn't know everything.
Right. But he doesn't know everything.